Here's a challenge many young Muslim Americans can relate to. How do you be true to your religion and still fully immersed in American culture? One solution is to mix and match, exactly what a glossy new magazine for young women is dedicated to. It's called Muslim Girl. Readers will find serious articles on issues facing Muslim countries and profiles of role models tucked among pages and pages of fashion, makeup, travel, movies, and music. Asma Khan is executive editor. I reached her at her Toronto office, and we flipped through a section universal to women's magazines. The fashion sections, right here, I'm looking at some of these outfits, and these girls, they sort of have all this great jewelry on and beautiful makeup, and they've got little mini skirts and kind of shiny things in fashion. But the girls have underneath these outfits long-sleeve T-shirts, and in the case of a little mini dress, Levi's.
That's right. And that's actually one of the areas I think that is the biggest challenge for us. But it's also the area that girls are most interested in, because we frequently hear from them that they have a hard time finding clothes that are sufficiently modest and reflect their dignity and self-respect. So what we try to do with the fashion section is show things that are very au courant, very trendy, the metallics, the tunics, but put a twist on them so that they are more modest and more covering. So they're things that Muslim girls would feel comfortable buying and wearing and would reflect their dress code.
Well, the range of subjects covered, Lost in Cyberspace, what would Lost in Cyberspace be different for a Muslim girl than for a girl who's not Muslim?
It actually wouldn't be that different. And the only thing that we might do a little differently is add some additional content on some websites on Islam that would be interesting for girls or for their parents to engage with.
One issue out during Ramadan offered tips like, remember to change the ringtone on your cell from a pop tune to a more solemn recitation from the Quran, or risk being embarrassed when it goes off during prayers.
Again, having fun with it, acknowledging that Muslim girls are just like their American counterparts. They enjoy popular music. They watch roughly the same TV shows. But we're saying to girls, think about things that take you back to the Quran or take you back to the principles of Islamic faith. The message that we're trying to promote in Muslim Girl is to focus on the whole girl, her character, her ideas, her accomplishments.
Have you heard from any Muslims who are unhappy with the magazine?
Yes, we have. You know, the bulk of the response over the past 18 months to the magazine has really been overwhelmingly positive, but we have had people who are displeased with some aspects of the magazine, groups who think that the magazine is too westernized, and young women and older women who believe that all the women and girls featured in the magazine should be wearing headscarves or much looser clothing than is depicted. We treat it really as a non-issue, that it's a personal choice between a girl and God, and it's up to her to make that choice. But the reality is that Muslims come from all different backgrounds and different perspectives and approaches to faith. And the point of our magazine is to be as representative, as authentic, and as inclusive and pluralistic as possible.
Asma Khan is the editor of Muslim Girl. That magazine has an advice columnist who often fields questions from readers like, I have a crush on a boy. Can I meet him for a date? The answer is no, not alone, American style. But there is a saying in Islam that getting married completes half of your religion.